Mitrei Gavni Ilon. Talking about two different types of trees. Even though the Gudris or the Kanyan are also look like a fence, it talks about two different type of fences. So now the Gemara is not poshu the Shaila. Doesn't matter what a treat is, if it's good or not. Right. Boy minaya bayim rabba. Chotzer sheroishoy nichnas lebeina pasim. You have a chotzer that opens off mamish to beina pasim. Look at picture 18. You have the houses, you have a chotzer, and the chotzer opens off mamish to beina pasim. Hey, the pasim outside the chotzer is a shusha rabbin, and the bor is the middle of a shusha rabbin, but you made the pasim around the bor to give it a shame of shusha yochid inside. Is ma letalto mitoichel beina pasim? Are you allowed to be metalto from your house, from your chotzer, into the beina pasim? Or the beina pasim mitoichel? Who are then? Can you carry the water from the beina pasim into your chotzer? His treat that Rabbanu will make in the beina pasim itself, you are allowed to carry. You're allowed to bring your pori into the beina pasim and feed him the water. Now the shalom is going to take this water and carry it back into your chotzer or not. Omalei answered back, mutter. Avad with mutter, why not? The Baal was saying it has a shame mechitzis. You're allowed to be metalto inside. And nobody lives inside the Beina Pasim, but since nobody lives there, this is not a Dura Novel Asr on the Chotzer. So maybe even without an Arubi Chatzeris, there's nobody outside Asr on the Bnei HaChotzer. So maybe this Chotzer could carry into the Diyumdin. Treat this Mutter. Shtai Yimai. What about you have two Chatzerim opening up into the Pasim? Like picture 19. We have two Chotzers, two houses opening up into the Pasim. So now it's a Shiloh. Two Chatzerim ask the one upon the other. Without an Aruvi Chatzer, you should not allow to carry from one Chotzer to another Chotzer. So now, if both of them carry out into the Pasim, the Churit should be also to carry from the Pasim into your Chotzer, and your Chotzer into the Pasim, because the two Chatzerim use it, they ask the one on the other. My Omalei Osir, and Echlami, now it's Osir. Since you have two different Chatzerim using it, each Chotzer asks on the other one, as a din Aruvi Chatzeris, and it becomes Osir. Omer Rafuna. So Rafuna says, Shtayim Asurim Vyafilu Irvu. He wants to say, even if they made an Eruv, between the two Chatzerim, still a Tosser. How do they make an Erev? Like a picture 20, where the two Chatzerim themselves has a Pesach between one and the other. So really, since there's a Pesach between the two Chatzerim, you're allowed to be Ma'ar of these two Chatzerim couldn't make an Aruvi Chatzeris. If they made an Aruvi Chatzeris, really, it's like one Chatzer. And the din before was, when one Chatzer opens up into the Pasim, you are allowed to carry from the Pasim to your house. So really, when they made an Aruvi Chatzeris here, you should be allowed to carry from the Chotzer into the Pasim, and the Pasim back into the Chotzer. Now why does it say it's also? So the Mara Soni Yzeira. Yzeira, Shem, Yom, many people will say, Erev Moyo Lebein HaPasim. That people won't think you have a Mechitza Pesach between the two Chatzerim like you have in picture 20. People will think you're talking about like picture 19, where between the two Chatzerim itself there's no Pesach. The only way to go from one Chotzer to the other Chotzer is to walk through the Pasim. So that's called like an Aruve Shtufim Mavoyis. So in such a case, you can't make an Aruve Chatzeris. You can only make an Aruve Chatzeris if you have a way to carry from one Chotzer straight into the other Chotzer. But a picture 19 you can't carry. You have to go outside in the Pasim. So that will only help, Rashi says, if the Pasim will have a din of a Mavoy. If it has a din of a Mavoy, that's a loch. You can be Mishtatif. The Chatzerim to a Mavoy, you can make a Shtufim Mavoyis. But that's only if you have mamish a good three mechitzes around. Hereby the pasim is foolish on all sides. Havadi can't make a shtufim yavoyis vein a pasim. So in picture 19, there'll be no eitzah to make a rubi chatzeris to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer. See, even though we're talking about now like a picture 20, where one chotzer to another chotzer does have a pesach, and they are allowed to make a rubi chatzeris, he holds this exera though. If people see you carrying a picture 20 from the chotzer into the bein pasim, people won't know the reason is because you have a rubi chatzeris, you have a pesach in between. They'll think it's mamas sosom, the chotzer is closed, and the only entrance is for one outside the pasim, and that you can't make rubi chatzeris. See all this exera. Even though mikra din 20 should be mutter, it's exera up to be like case to 19. That's Rafuna's din. Rafuna makes exera. The maruva on my name. Rav says we don't make such exera. Irvu mutter. We're talking about like a picture 20 where the two chatzerim have a pesach between the two of them, so they could make a rubi chatzeris together. They're allowed to carry into one or the other. It lies almost like one chatzer. So the din is when one chotzer opens up into the pass, you're allowed to carry from the pass into the chotzer and the chotzer into the pass. See all this mutter. Omalei abaya l'rova tanya the mesailach. I'll bring your raya to you. The din is chotzer says shuroishi yechod nichnas lebeina pasim. You have a chotzer that one of the chotzerim open up into the beina pasim. Mutter letalto mitoich lebeina pasim. you're allowed to be metalto from your chutz to the bein apasim, or bein apasim l'toichoi, back inside. Avul shtayim, let's say like a picture 19 where two chatserim open up into the bein apasim, then taker with sosa. So you're saying the bright with sosa. Of the brights of the med, the vomamurim, when do we say it's also you can't carry from the two chatserim into the pasim, shalo irvu? Only if they did not make an iruv and chatserim together. Avul irvu, following a picture 20, where they have a pesach from one chatser to another chatser, where they are allowed to make an iruv and chatserim, and they didn't make an iruv and chatserim, his takamutarim says, Klo, you're allowed to carry from the chatser into the bein apasim. So it's enough in the brights, a raya to rava, that you are allowed to carry. So the marbles of the churu lame with the abut yuf to the ravuna. Habuzadi should be a spirit with Rav Huna then. Here it says, Kula, even though two chatserim open up into the Bein HaPasim, still you are allowed to carry forwards and backwards. Amalach Rav Huna, nein. Hosam the Yehodron V'Yorvan. There we're talking about the Yehodron V'Yorvan. The Yehodron V'Yorvan, Rashi says, Rashi on top of the picture here, the Yehodron V'Yorvan, Shenifritza B'Neyem Pirtza G'dayla. There's a big pirtz at the entrance between these two chatserim. B'Soifoy. Here everybody can tell these two chaserim are one. And the picture where Ritzvah explains in Rashi should be like picture 22. Look at 22. There's two chaserim, but at the entrance where it opens up into the Bein HaPasim, there's a big piercer here that everybody sees, anybody looks outside, sees claw, these two chaserim have a right to make a move of chaserim. Because they see claw, there's a piercer at the beginning of the two chaserim, they can enter one into the other. His mishleima by picture 20, there of whom it says I'll make a gzera. Because the piercer is only inside the chaser. So standing outside the chaser, you don't see the piercer inside. People make a mistake, they think it looks like picture 19, no pesach at all. But in picture 22, we have the piercer right at the beginning of the chaser, so everybody could see claw that you are allowed to make the rubik chaserim, the two chaserim together, there of whom didn't make the gzera. So this wouldn't be a stira to Rav Huna, but I'll call upon him a tzaraya to Rav, though. That we don't make this gzera. As long as the two chatserim have their own pesach, to enter one into the other, they're allowed to make a ruva chatseris, and if they did, it's like one chatser, you're allowed to carry into the bein apasim. Right, boy minaya bayim rabba. Yovshu mayim b'shabes mal. Now this din of pasi b'roi, you're allowed to carry, it's a kulu mid rabbonim, we said, because really mid raisa the chsorin, it's porus oimid meruba. Another chesaron is also avir the haggis mavatilei. There are a lot of chesaronis here. So the rabbanu will make a mishumayin. The rabbanu made a kula. Since you have to feed your animals on Shabbos, and we'll see later the Gemara number days says the bazun the kula for oiler regolim. The Yidden went to oiler regolzayin. We wanted to make it easy for their behemoths. So the kitzur of the kula was to feed them water. We let you have the kula to carry inside this pasi broyis. What about if the water dries up on Shabbos? Are you still allowed to carry there or not? Omalei, he answered back, no. Kulum nasis mechitzel b'shvumayim. Why would the rabbanim make it to metal to carry inside the pasin? Because they want to give you cool to use the water of a mayim enkan mechitzel enkan. Once there's no water, if the water dried up, so now you have no heter now to metal to inside these mechitzes. Hey, mid the rabbanim these mechitzes are no good. Mid the rice it's a good mechitzel, but mid the rabbanim no, it's no good. Right? Boy Yerovin, yov shumayim b'shabbos. In the middle of Shabbos, the well dried up. Obohu b'shabbos now, and then there was a big rain flow on Shabbos, and it filled up again with water. What about now the rest of Shabbos when you have water inside the pasim? Can you use it or not? Omalei Abaye, Abaye answered back, Yovshu b'Shabbos lo tiboilach. Deboi minei demaru poshet le diosur. You cleared this shayla before, and we already gave you an answer what? That it's osur. Of course, why? The whole heter is because of the water. When the water is no good, it's no good. Boi nami lo tiboilach. Your shayla is also no shayla. Deboi le mechitza suyi b'Shabbos. I'll say another reason why it's no good. Even though really now that you have water there, it's about there is water. You want to say now it should be mutu, it should be good. No, I'll tell you the reason why still it's no good. Because about when the water dried up, it was like batla mechitzas. Now when the water came in again, it blives like you're making mechitzas now on Shabbos. So blives like mechitzas or asuya b'Shabbos. V'tanya we learned. Kol mechitzas asuya b'Shabbos. Bein b'shoigi, bein b'mezit, bein b'yoynes, bein rotzen. Shema mechitzah. That is called the mechitza. No, if I care. So the Bible is saying that it's hutter. You are allowed to carry there. Why? Because now that the water came back again, you have light like you have mechitzas now. What should be the concern is if you made the mechitzas on Shabbos, so what? As I say before, if you make mechitzas on Shabbos, you're allowed to use them. So now that there's water there, you are allowed to be metallical inside the mechitzas. For the Gemara of Alavitim Allah, didn't we learn on this? Omer Rav Nachman, Loishon Oel Elizroik. When do we say you have mechitzas only midiraisa? That if you throw from Rishus Rabin into the mechitzas, you chayig midiraisa. In other words, if you go and make Rishus Yochid on Shabbos, So if you're thrown now from Rishus Rabim inside there, Avad Yechayiv. Avol Ataltu Loi, Rav Nachman says though, but Ataltu Lekulim and Rabbonin, you're not allowed to be Metaltu in Mechitzes, that if you make them on Shabbos. Here also, when the water dried up as if the Mechitzes went away. Now when the water came back again, as if you're making Mechitzes on Shabbos. So Midrabbonin, you're not allowed to be Metaltu inside those Mechitzes. Have the Gemara, Ki Itma, the Rav Nachman Amezer Itma. When did Rav Nachman say his din that if you make mechitzas on Shabbos, you can't use them with the Rabbanon to be metaltel? Only b'mezid. If you went b'mezid and made yourself reshus l'yachid on Shabbos, with the Rabbanon you're not allowed to use those mechitzas. But here nobody made mechitzas, nobody was over in the very b'mezid. Here what happened was the rain came down on Shabbos, and now the bor got filled up with water again. Now that you have water in the bor, now you're allowed to use the mechitzas. So these are mechitzas anasim, me'aleho, b'me'elavad, you're allowed to be metaltel on Shabbos. And that's the halacha. If the water comes down again on Shabbos, you're allowed to use the mechitzas. So the Mar Itma, Omer Reb Loza, Hazerek lebein apasim habiroyes chayiv. On Shabbos, if somebody's standing outside the pasim in the Rishus Rabin, and he throws the chayfet into bein apasim, he's chayiv midiraisa, because it's called Rishus Yochid. Itma, yeah, ki, chayiv. Kadimor pshita, havad yechayiv. Ilav mechitzi, hechi mishtor lelamalis. If it wouldn't be called good mechitzes, how would Rabbanah matter you? Like, what's so heter? You have a bor that is Rishus HaYochid, and you want to take the water out of the bor. So if on top of the bor doesn't become Rishus HaYochid, if it still remains Rishus HaRabin, so you're over in Issa D'Raisa. How could you take the water out of the bor to put it on the side? You're carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabin. Elamayim with D'Raisa, you have to say, since you have Dalad D'Yumdin on all four sides, you make it into Rishus HaYochid. So Pshita Yechayim. And the Gemara Loitzricha, the other came past the Beroyes Rishus Rabin. I tell you, we're talking about not that you have a well there. You don't have any well. Stam in the middle of Rishus Rabin, you put up Dalad D'Yumdim. On four corners, you made an L-shaped mechitzis, and that's the Kiddush. That if you throw from Rishus Rabin in between these D'Yumdim, you chayiv midiraisa. Even though midirabon, you're not allowed to be metaltel there, because there's no water at all, but midiraisa is called a good mechitza. Yeah, and the picture 23. Stam, the middle of Rishus HaRabim, he put up Dalad D'Yumdin. He put up four sides. And that's the Chiddush that's called the Rishus HaYochid, and Yechayiv. L'sricha D'Yovid came passive Beroyes, Rishus HaRabim, V'zorach B'toy Chayiv. For the Gemara Honami Pshita, it's also Pshita that Midirayt is called Rishus HaYochid. V'al Ilav, D'Bi'amo Mechitzahi, like if midiraisa, like in picture 23, just down the four diyumdins, can make it into Rishus HaYochid, so how could Rabbonim be makele even when you have a bor in between? Elamite pshita that midiraisa, this is called a good mechitza. Habi you have an amor on one side, an amor on the other side, that's called good mechitza midiraisa. And about the pirts in between is only 10 amos or less, it's called a pesach. So midiraisa is called a good Rishus HaYochid. So even stam in the middle of Rishus HaRabim, if you throw in there, avad yechayiv. So what's this chiddush? And the Gemara like tzricha af agav the koboki barabim. This is the chiddush. Even though the rabim, there's a Rishus HaRabim walking through these passive royas. Ramesh picture 23. Just in between is a pathway that the rabim walks through the passive royas. Still, it's called the Rishus HaYochid and yechayiv midiraisa. This is the big machlokes. For the Gemara, my kamashvlon, what's the chiddush of Zoi? Tloyos Rabim Mubatle Mechitzosa. We do not say as far as the Rabim comes through and breaks the Mechitzis. Of Zoi, for the Gemara, Omer Abloza Chodizimno. Reb Elazar already said this chiddush one time. That this is a big machlokes. We'll soon speak out. This is a big nogeya. Here, the Mishnah Berurah says that Rova, that term of the area where they make an Arab around the city, is Sermach on this Reb Elazar Shita. That Reb Elazar holds the Shita is Loyos Rabim Mubatle Mechitzis. Even if you have Rishus HaRabim Mamish going through the Tzuras HaPesach, still the Rabim does not break the Mechitzas. See, these Bein HaPasim, since it has a Shem Mechitzam, even though there's Rishus HaRabim going through it, still they don't break the Mechitzas. That's the Blazer Shita. Homer HaBlazer Chodezimna, the Tanan, we learned later. Reb Yehuda Reimer, Im Hoy Sederech Rishus HaRabim Misaf Kosan, Luis Tzuri, there's Mamish Rishus HaRabim going through these Bein HaPasim, is the Alochi Yisarken Litzdodim. It's possible the way it is. Also, Rabim, when the Rabim walks through Mechitzes, they break the Mechitzes. The only way you can be matak we have before is to pull a delis. You have to put a door up. But without a door, the Mechitzes don't help. The Rabim break the Mechitzes. So if you have a Rabim walking through the Bein HaPasim, you have to pick up the Bein HaPasim and put it on the side of the Rishus HaRabim. That's the Yudish. Yes, another sodom. But Chomer and Chomer say no. Ain't a tzarech. You don't have to put them on the side. The Chum is Reb Elazar Shita, that we hold Lo Yos the Rabbim about the Mechitzas. Even though the Rabbim walks through the Mechitzas, so what? about you have dal mechitzas here, so Rabbim can't be mavatlit. Nor Reb Yechonen, v'chol mein nesorach. Nor Reb Yechonen, Reb Loza di armat havayu. Kan ho diyecho koichin shom mechitzas. Here, Reb Yechonen says, it tells you how strong mechitzas are, according to the Chachomim. That even though the Rabbim is mamish walking through in between, still they don't break the mechitzas. So the Kuri, he said it already one time. And the Gemara Ima Yosef from over there have a mina Khan Fulaisurule. There is just saying Reb Yechonen and Reb Lezer saying Khan from these Chachomim. I see how strong this din is, but maybe he himself doesn't know this psak. Kamashmulan Khan. Kamashmulan here know that what he holds like that. Kamashmulan Khan Usurule that he holds like it. That's why he says here the Chiddush is that you have these Dalad Yumdim here. Even though the Rabbim are walking through in between, still it's called the Rishus Yochid inside, and if somebody throws from Rishus Rabin in between the Bein of Yumdim, still he's Chayiv. That's his Chiddush. For the Gemara V'lei Mohor V'lei Boyach, only say this case, what is that case over there for? Gemara Chad Mechlach Averet Itma. Both were learned like two separate times. You need both, it's no theory why he says both. Now call upon him, this is Reb Lezer Shita and the Chom Shita, that we hold Lo Yosir Rabin Mavata Mechitzis. There's a lot of Torah in this, I'm not going to go into it now. There's the theory in the Rambam. The Rambam paskins that if we paskin also Rabbim umavato mechitzis. When the Rabbim walks through, it's Surah Sapesach, it breaks the Surah Sapesach. And still the Rambam paskins this halacha here. So when you have Dalad de Yumdim, even though the Rabbim walks through it, still it's called Rishus Yochid. So you see, Layas Rabbim umavato mechitzis. I'm not a kasha. But call upon a posh of halacha, we hold also Rabbim umavato mechitzis. That the Rabbim comes through, they break the mechitzis. The Mishnah Berurah just says that whoever is Samech on the Erev, once he doesn't like the Hetzer to say it's not called Rishus Rabin. Because he holds a lot of Shitas that Rishonim hold, even though you don't have 600,000 Yidin walking through, still it's called Rishus Rabin. Abiyah Rabin uses the street that's called Rishus Rabin Midiraisa. So the Mishnah Berurah is more Samech that Satri make on all Erevin is to say that we hold Midiraisa like we have Lezer Shita. That Midiraisa say, Lo Yos Rabin Mavata Mechitzis. The Rabin can't be Mavata Mechitzis. So once you have the Tzuros HaPesach up, that blinds Rishus Yochid. I in the Rabbonis, you have Kulis. How to be making the Rabbonis, you can be Samech, that it's not a Rishus Rabbim and other Kulis. That's the way he wants to say why this Mekel on. But kids, that's the Machlokes here though. Do we say Osir Rabbim, the Rabbim comes and breaks the Mechitzis? Or no, once you have Dalad Yumdim here, still they're called good Mechitzis. Even though the Rabbim walk through it, they don't break the Mechitzis. Yeah, even Shishim Rubi. Right. The Mishnah says, "What you let it come as close as you want to the bor, providing though you have to have Rosh of Ruboy inside." Like picture 25, you have to have enough space between the bor and the Dyumdim that the Pora Rosh of Ruboy is inside the Dyumdim. The more Tanan Hossam, Lo Yamid Odim Rishus Rabim. Learned in Masechet Shabbos, a person should not stand Rishus Rabim VeYishdev Rishus Yochid. Like stick his head outside the window and or stick his head inside the house and drink inside the house. Or else, Rishus Yochid, he should not stand inside his house. V'yishter Rishus Rabin, and stick his head outside the window and drink water outside. Because we're afraid the Gzeirah may come to bring the Kli inside and to be metaltol from Rishus Rabin to Rishus Yochid. Elo imkei machnis roishe rube l'mokim shusoysen. Only if the person, if he's inside Rishus Yochid, he has to put outside the window his head and robe of his goof has to be outside. If roishe rube is outside, then you're allowed to drink there. That's by a person. V'chein begat. The same halacha is by the wine vat, when you make the wine.